Good morning. Police say a 63-year-old man was killed when he was hit by a pickup truck in a Nimitz Highway crosswalk. It happened about 10 o'clock last night near the Sumner Street intersection, which is by Kmart. The investigation continues. A grand jury has indicted Philip Osuna on 7 charges, including first-degree robbery and kidnapping. Earlier this month, police say he jumped into a woman's car while her daughter was at soccer practice at Kapi'olani Park. Police say Osuna forced her at gunpoint to drive him around, then took off with her jewelry and purse. More sweeps are scheduled for today and tomorrow in Kaka'ako. They've been clearing out the homeless in increments. Today, they're focusing on the block bordered by Ilalo, Kola, and Ahui streets. And a marine expert who traveled to the Northwest Hawaiian Islands believes the expedition has revealed the highest known rates of unique marine species in the world. Discoveries include a possible new species of seahorse and a sea star not previously seen in Hawaii. Weather for the island of Maui, sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with some scattered showers throughout the afternoons. We'll have light winds that will last from today through the weekend into next week. For Maui Watch, I'm Billy V, Hawaii News Now. Good morning. The state says it's now considering reversing traffic on the Likelike Highway for the morning commute to ease congestion during emergency repairs in the Wilson Tunnel. Right now, only one lane is open, Honolulu bound. It's not clear when a decision will be made. Still no suspects after the fountain on Kapi'olani Boulevard near King Street erupted with foam. Officials say someone poured laundry detergent into the water. It was likely a prank, but it is being classified by HPD as vandalism. The fishing boat that was partially submerged in Honolulu Harbor has been finally removed after about 10 months, the Judy K will now be scrapped. In a mutually beneficial move, Army divers salvaged the boat to keep their skills sharp, which also saved the state money. Today, Civil Defense will conduct its statewide siren test. If you notice that the siren in your area isn't sounding, call authorities to let them know. Testing was canceled in September because authorities didn't want to confuse anyone as Hurricane Ignacio approached the islands. Weather for the island of Maui is sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with some scattered showers throughout the afternoons. We'll have light winds that will last from today through the weekend into next week. For Maui Watch, I'm Billy V, Hawaii News Now.